Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Sustainable aviation fuel has been the center of discussions for some time now, and the National Sorghum Producers is fully engaged in the fight to ensure sorghum has a clear path forward during this period of rule finalization and tax credit utilizations. Executive Director Greg Rulli with more on sustainable aviation fuels and the sorghum industry.
For us, as we would contrast 45Z to 40B, you're going to see us talking about, one, making sure that there's a pathway for sorghum as a low-carbon feedstock. It's absolutely critical that sorghum be added to those low-carbon feedstocks so that we can meet the anticipated demand of 45Z. Secondly, we've got to work hard on making sure that there's a process for grain to move through the marketing channels that kind of mirrors how we move grain today.
Rulli says there are opportunities for input to be provided in the near future, and he anticipates that request for public information coming out in the next few weeks.
Making sure that we can adapt the system for capturing those low-carbon bushels in a biofuels plant, but in a way that it kind of matches up with how commerce is done today, is critical.
Greg Rulli, National Sorghum Producers Executive Director. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.